change, cause there ain't no ash will burn. Love is a precious thing, I'm told. Burns just like West Virginia coal. But when the fire burns out, it's cold. And there ain't no ash will burn. There ain't no ash will burn. Love is a precious thing, I'm told. Burns just like West Virginia coal. But when the fire burns out, it's cold. And there ain't no ash will burn.
so held alone, come on, yet they're away ahead of it all. They saw the twin towers come down, they knew it was the government. Let's all hail the lone gunman. Let's all hail the lone gunman.
Thank you. This sucks. 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 Shop, 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 shop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
Shop.
Well, I was 17, a great big kid, the year that I enlisted. I can't recall just why I did. My mom says I insisted. I had a strange idea then. Uncle Sam was right. Mom, she cried. She signed the card, and I went off to fight. Got off the plane in Vietnam, it didn't seem like war. With all I saw, I started wondering what we'd come there for. The officers got drunk at night, cheated on their wives. Those guys on the other side were fighting for their lives. You know, the army tried some fancy tricks to bring them to their knees, like Agent Orange defoliants to clear the brush and trees. We'd fly above the trail all day in clouds of poison spray. I never thought that chemical would take my life today. But I just found out this morning, the doctor told me so. Says they killed me in Vietnam and I didn't even know. I tried hard to forget that war like everybody else did. I settled down with Kathy, we tried to raise some kids. Our little son has birth defects. The doctors had their doubts. They never said what caused it, but I think I just found out. Agent Orange came home with us. We carry it with us still. It stays inside for years and years before it starts to kill. You might get cancer of the liver, might get cancer of the skin, or a VA disability that you might not live to win. I have this dream most every night, I'm flying above the trees. Those yellow guys down on the trail, some of them look like me. Been trying so long to get away, running hard and slow. Been dying for 11 years, I wonder if they know. The doctor says I've got some time, he was trying to be kind. I've never been a radical, but this has changed my mind. And now I'd be so proud to hear my son say, hell no, we won't go. You killed our dad in Vietnam and he didn't even know. Well, I got the news this morning, the doctor told me so. Says they killed me in Vietnam and I didn't even know.
Steve and Al. Well, right then. Here's one you ought to know. This one comes off Rock and Roll Over.
To get right down to it. Kind of anxious to get to it, are you?
We'll be right back. The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to Chop Chop, made for humans by humans, 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 humans.
Bring me the disco king. Bring me the disco king. Bring me the disco king. Bring me the disco king.
Thank you. We got a song for you now. Sometimes there are songs that have beginnings that are as kind of as cool as the song. Sometimes the lyrics don't count so much. It's the front of the song that really makes it. Here's a song that gets part of its personality from the front. The tape was rolling when we were in the studio. I was warming up my voice and this kind of happened.
Coming up next, Kitties Love Barking.
.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Jacob, and for the next hour, we will be playing nothing but movie soundtracks. No, that's not the Amazon holiday shopping theme song. That's the Blues Brothers from Chicago, starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys. I'm not sure if that song even has a name, but let's just say that there's about 10,000 pretty upset Uruk-hai, and they're marching towards Helm's Deep.
1 second, please.
Please, Mr. Kennedy.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks-Savar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark Banks-Savar. You think you're acting, but you're not.
My name is Mark
a lot. I'm the power siren used on a lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the sin, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot. You look so cool, but he's hot.
Yeah, that cartoon show is called a show called Viva La Mock. And welcome, welcome, welcome. I am the Mockster. My name is Paul. And I greet you to my radio program. I'm going to tell you, we did this back in May, and we're going to do it now for the next few weeks. I, the Mockster, I am going to be doing what I call a Flashback Friday or a Throwback Tuesday. No, not a turnback. That's what I want. A turnback Tuesday. Throwbacks are on Thursday, so it's a Turnback Tuesday, a Flashback Friday. What does that mean? It means that I, the Mockster, am going to play clips from shows of Viva La Mock past, and so sometimes you'll hear me talking to introduce the songs or come out of the songs, and it'll be dated. In fact, if I go back far enough, it'll talk about when I had a presence on the social media, but that social media was called MySpace. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. I'm picking shows that all aired in the month of July. For example, we're going to kick off today's Viva La Mock with a segment that originally aired on the 8th of July. Let me confirm that in the archives. Indeed, the 8th of July, 2011. So this show is just a little bit over 10 years old, or I should say this next segment or these next couple of segments of music. And let's hear what I had to say then.